Yesterday's twin attacks struck a rundown neighborhood in Tel Aviv that's home to many foreign workers. It's the third time in a year the area has been hit by Palestinian bombers, and many residents are wondering if they're being singled out. Irit Lechter works with a group called Masila that does humanitarian work with immigrants in the area.
This neighborhood is a very poor neighborhood in Tel Aviv, where there are no Israelis or almost no Israelis living there. Almost all the population that lives there is foreign workers from South America, from Eastern Europe, and from Africa.
Are these mainly newly arrived immigrants, and what kind of work do they do?
We have everything. We have new immigrants that are here just a year, but there are also people that are living in Israel more than 10 years. And mostly the women, they work in cleaning. They clean houses. The men, they work in building and also in cleaning stuff.
This bombing took place near an exchange center, a money exchange center. Would that normally be very busy at that time of day?
Totally. It's very, very busy because it's also a place where there are a lot of restaurants and a lot of pubs. And it's also, I have to say, that in that neighborhood, we have the central bus station. Israelis that want to travel from Tel Aviv to another city, they have to go to the central bus station, which is located nearby the place where there was the bomb.
There was a concern that some of those injured might not step forward because they would be worried about being deported.
Yes. Unfortunately, there are a lot of people that they fear that if they come to the police or to the hospitals in order to get checked, they will be deported. But Israel has said and has repeated many, many times that in this case, everyone can go and can be checked. And Israel is holding all their laws about deporting people because Israel says that in case of a bomb, of a terror attack, she has to stand before all the people that are staying in Israel. Doesn't matter if they are legally here or if they are not legally here.
Is it going to take some convincing, though, to encourage those to step forward?
Well, yes, because it's a little bit difficult. You know, people, they don't really understand Hebrew, and now all the news are in Hebrew. So what we are trying to do in our institute is to go actually to the people's houses and to the neighborhood and speak with their own languages and telling them what Israel wants to tell them, like that they can be free, and that's exactly what I'm doing today. And we are trying to get to these people in their language and explain them that everything is secure and that everything will be fine with them.
There are also questions about why this neighborhood has been targeted time and time again. This is the third bombing to take place in this area. Are some wondering whether this community might be targeted because these are workers who may be taking jobs that once were held by Palestinians?
I don't think that's totally right. What I know about these suicide bombers is that they have direct orders that wherever they are dropped in Tel Aviv, they have to explode themselves right away. It doesn't matter where they are. What I heard in the news here in Israel yesterday was that they do want to attack the Russian population here in Israel because they see the Russian people as a demographic threat to them. Because you know that the Palestinians want the Arabs to be the majority here in Israel. And they want the Russians to stop the fact that they come to Israel.
What's the scene like there today?
The scene is terrible. We have a lot of people that don't know where are their relatives. And as you know, we don't know yet who are all the dead. A lot of people that were owners of restaurants and of pubs and little stores have suffered much damages. And they are also, you know, like after a bomb, the situation is terrible. There's nothing I can say. It's a situation where you feel you're alone against the world and everything just goes away in just 2 seconds.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, thank you.
Irit Lechter, who works with the humanitarian organization Masila in Tel Aviv.